Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770CHQR and More Than Money. Interesting show today. You had an interesting conversation with a couple this week. I think that we wanted to kind of highlight.
I want to call it, do I follow my heart or the money?
Right. Yeah. So just give us a quick background, because it was it's an interesting listen. Lots of people will be thinking about this, so it's a good case study.
So there's a client of ours who is a employee for the government. She can retire full benefits and retirement, so on and so forth. She can retire with a reduced pension today, or full pension 2 years from now.
Okay.
So the conversation is, do I retire today or 2 years from now? I'm not 100% happy with my job.
Right.
I'm in it for the money.
For love or money.
But my heart and passion says, get out.
Right.
What do I do, Faisal?
Right.
So I took out my magic coin and flipped it. No, I didn't.
It's the eight ball thing. Yes or no, right? Yeah. Hang on.
Yeah. I don't know whenever I have a match. That one's broken, probably.
No, but this is, I mean, we're having a bit of levity here. But, you know, how many people are in that position, right? And it's a delicious question to ask.
Delicious.
Delicious.
Wow.
It's an adjective I've been trying to work in all day.
It's like you've been on Sesame Street and you learn that's a new word. Awesome. But no, it's a good question, and it brings love or money.
Right.
If you don't love what you do, why are you doing it?
Right.
Regardless, even if you're not retired.
Right.
Even if you got 20 years till retirement. If you don't love what you do, why are you doing it?
Right.
And a lot of people will say,
The money.
So now, and my view is, and I'd love to hear what your position on this one, because we have different views of retirement.
Yep.
When you're approaching retirement, and you can.
Mm-hmm.
But there may be a financial discount
right.
for taking it early, for retiring sooner.
Yeah. In this case, there is, right?
There is a financial hit, and it will impact them to some degree in their retirement.
Yes.
Okay. So knowing that, what do you do? For the love or the money?
I think for me, it would be for the love. Now, I know this situation. And there's ways to solve the problem, right? Other than staying in the current role, right? So I would be inclined, me personally, if you're asking me right now, today, if I was in that position, I didn't enjoy what I did, I would not be sticking it out. Not for that gap.
Ladies and gentlemen, mark this down. It's the first time that Popwitch and Carmally actually agree on lifestyle. I totally agree with you.
Yeah, I would.
I totally agree. I would pull the pin.
I would too.
And I think...
Because this isn't a dire situation, right? I mean, let's be clear.
We're not talking, can I eat or not eat?
Right.
Like, we're talking...
There's an incremental gap.
Yeah, you're really good to now you're...
Good.
Good. Let's put that. That's a
nice
way of saying it.
Yeah.
So, to me, and again, it's 2 years. Some people will say, suck it up for 2 years, Faisal. You can just let it hang, you know, just work through it in the long run. Financially, we did the number crunching.
Yeah.
And the numbers look way better.
Right.
Way better.
Right.
But if you're not happy going into retirement.
Right.
Whew.
Right. And there are ways to make it up too, right? I mean, one of the things we talk about all the time, and I think I'm going to, I mean, again, you're asking me today. So Dave Popwitch today would be hard pressed to retire to nothing. Right. I'd need something to do.
Something to do.
Right?
Something to
keep myself out of trouble. Keep myself engaged. Keep thinking. Whatever you want to say. But so in this particular case, again, knowing the gap, I could find something to do and I'd want to do something.
Yeah.
Right.
That may fill that gap.
Right. Just a gap.
From a compensation perspective.
Right. So,
and let's say you couldn't. Let's say the things that you want to do,
right.
No compensation.
I would still, knowing this situation, I'd be out.
I'm looking at you like this because I'm surprised we would agree on the same thing this week.
Yeah, no, I don't think we're so far off.
Look at that.
I don't think we're so far off.
Yeah. So would I would agree with you. I would not stick with something I don't enjoy.
Right. Here's the difference between us though, because we've talked about this before in last year's retirement conference for our clients as an example.
Correct.
Okay. There's a couple of different personality styles. Now I'm the personality style type that can make adjustments to lifestyle too. You're not so much that way.
Yeah.
Right? You're not prepared to compromise on lifestyle. So it's interesting. So you got to factor that in. I only raise that because there's a gap. Numbers look good, not great. Okay. Are you prepared to? So it'll come down to
taking
that risk.
And I think that's what you've nailed it right there. Because if I could retire 2 years early, but have something else to go to bridge the gap, I would do it. But if I can't,
right,
then I would stick it out for 2 years. Because like you said, I'm lifestyle focused.
Right.
I do not want to sacrifice the things that I enjoy doing,
right,
the freedom within my boundaries.
Right.
And so I would possibly just hang in there for two more years so I can enjoy 40 more years after that.
I actually don't think you would. Having said that, I think you would find something else.
Something else. But if I couldn't.
Right.
But like if I knew I could not do that, like my, let's say my skills were not transferable to something right. else where I can be compensated on.
Right.
I would hang it out for 2 years. I would, because my lifestyle is way more important to me over the long term than 2 years of being unhappy. I've been working with you for so how many years?
10.
So what's two more years?
12 years, something
like
that.
Like it's.
Yeah. Yeah. No, fair. But if for context of our listeners, he's way younger than me. This is he hasn't been beat up nearly enough yet. He's going to look into your future, my friend. I tell you that all
every
the time.
Every time you tell me. Every time. Yes. And I think that's a very okay. And these are the kind of dilemmas that people go through. And this was a pension conversation.
Yep.
Many, many, many Canadians do not have a pension conversation.
Right.
And so now they're saying, "Can I rely on my money 100%?"
Right.
To live my lifestyle and do it sooner.
Right.
Or do I delay? And do I keep on working and save some more money? But I don't love what I do.
Right.
And so the soul searching that person has to go through is there an alternative?
So I'm going to challenge our listeners, actually, because I think this is a really cool question. It's something that lots of people struggle with. Email us. Send us your thought. Would you or would you not? And a little bit of the reason why. I'd be very interested to hear your thoughts on this. And
I want your opinions too. I want to see, what would you do? Would you do it for the love?
Yeah.
Or would you do it for the money?
And again, it's not a I can't eat situation. It's good to great. Good to great.
Correct. Right.
Whatever that means to you, good to great. Would you do it? Would you stick it out or would you pull the pin?
Yeah, now these types of conversations that we have, Dave, do not enter generally into our seminars that we educate people on a monthly basis. But what we do talk about is the financial risks that are out there, how literally people either have to change their lifestyle or they may go broke. They may run out of money, which is a big fear of people. And so in that seminar, we go through some exercises on how that could happen.
Yep.
What's the solution to that problem? How do you then take that solution and implement it with the least amount of risk to you?
Right.
So we know that many Canadians don't have a pension and don't have to
right.
have that problem of, can I get a reduced pension versus a full pension? But in general terms, that's exactly what you're going to be doing if you've got your own money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like if you're 100% invested with your own cash, your own investments.
It's your own pension. Yeah.
It's your own pension.
Right.
And if you said, I want to retire at 63 versus 65,
right.
it's a reduced pension potentially.
Right. Right, exactly the same.
Now, the reduced pension might be reduced dollars, or it might be delaying when you can have certain types of activity and lifestyle. Maybe you can't go on a trip every year. You do it every 2 years.
Or maybe you're front-ending it. We have a lot of conversations about that. I'm young and healthy right now. I may be going to spend a little bit more in the next 10 years knowing, right, do the analysis, knowing that it might impact what I can do later.
Yeah, okay. And you're making that decision right. up front.
That's right.
Right. And so sometimes the enjoyment of today might be worth more to you than having something in the future.
Right. Yeah. So this is the interesting aspect of retirement. It's not just the math. The math doesn't lie to us.
Correct.
Right. We do the analysis. It doesn't lie. But it's the complexity of these kinds of conversations. You know, if you have a family member or a friend, a close friend, have a health event. I can tell you every single time that happens, we are redoing a financial plan where the conversation has fundamentally changed
Correct.
About retirement.
Correct.
Right? It's the complexity of those softer issues.
My father's friend passed away this week, and that was the conversation after the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Came out. Okay, so now what are you going to do with your life now? Are you going to change the way you handle things? Or and it's interesting when people start to discuss about, well, our friend just died, so now I want to maximize my life because I'm going to die next.
Yep.
Somehow it just happens.
No, every time it happens every time.
So I think these are triggers.
Yep.
that require you to have ongoing consultation
and reflection.
And we're going to talk about all how you do all this.
Yeah.
At our seminar on Tuesday, June 4th, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn, you need to reserve your seat. So give us a call, 966-8400, 966-8400, or go to our website at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR. Have a great day.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.